Let me first of all deal with the video that's gone viral and people have been commenting, and that which is what led to this partially. Okay, there's a video that's gone around where Obi was seen talking about some APC was a support group sending him a message and so on and so forth. Let's take the items one by one, and I want all of us to listen objectively. There are loads and loads of support groups that are not directly aligned with candidates and the party. Out of the zealousness of people, they form various groups that are not directly known to the party, and it's across the board, especially in the Labour Party and in the APC. So if Obi got a message from an APC support, from those who call themselves an APC support group, it might be, the group might not necessarily be known or linked directly, to the APC. So that is that. Secondly, take a look at that video, and you can see he wasn't addressing the press conference. He wasn't addressing, he wasn't granted an interview. I looked at the premises very well. It most likely looked like somebody's sitting room. So it appeared as if he was amongst friends. Now, did he authorize the release of that video? I don't know. But these are the questions I would want to ask as analysis. But having said that, what he has said is neither here nor there. To be honest with you, a lot of these things are making the rounds. I get loads of them, from various support groups. Even when I said something, I got from some group that supported Obi some months back when I initially had talked about structure and so on and so forth. So you do get these things. There's no point splitting hairs over this. But Obi has to be a bit careful that he doesn't fall into an APC trap. You remember, Sherif, that some months back, I made a referral to what Bayo Onanuga said, trying to link Obi with IPOP. Now, part of the strategy, I think, is to draw Obi out on a tribal front and set him against the rest of Nigerians. I think that is part of the strategy of the APC. I said, I think, I don't know for sure. And to be honest with you, when it comes to politicians, I really couldn't be bothered. You know, they would do anything to get what they want. But in doing so, I beg that, you know, they show some sensitivity and responsibility. That also goes to their so-called supporters, especially those in the social media. In the social media, there are people who are taking note of things that everybody says. If should there be a gaslight in this country, some people are definitely going to go to jail. Threats. Just this morning, I was sorting out various threats that were made to me just because I posted somebody's comment on Dele Alake's interview. It wasn't my comment. People forget, and I'm surprised that, I think they do it more for mischief. As a journalist, I don't post to support. It's none of my business, but I post to inform. So if you don't like it, you can comment in a put your comment in a gentlemanly manner and stop insulting people. I feel so. A lot of them are young people. They don't know the implication of these things that they write. And I plead with them for their own sake, not mine. You wouldn't find any of my children doing that. And I don't expect any well-brought-up person. If you support a candidate, talk about the virtues of your candidate. I don't see how bringing down the other candidate is, and then those who you think support him. If you knock me out, or if you knock me out physically or whatever, how does that add to the votes to either A or to B? Okay, so I'd like to plead, again, talking in general terms, to all parties involved, and that includes the APC, the Labour Party, the PDP, that please, please, please do not gaslight this country for personal ambitions. These things are very, very sensitive. Very, very sensitive, that we keep saying. And the ripple effects could go far beyond even this election. Okay, and I think it would be sad. I don't think anybody wants to rule over a fractured country. The same also applies to this accusation that Kanyamo made. There's a statement that says, attention, okay, they talk about the video, and like I've given my whatever on that. And it says that they're also aware of plans afoot by Obi to fake an assassination attempt on himself and hire Labour Party boys dressed in APC caps and T-shirts. This is infantile. I mean, for God's sake, this is infantile. However, if you think that there's some seriousness to it, Keyamo is an SAN. Quickly file a report and hand it over to the security place. To accuse somebody of this is a very serious offense. And we shouldn't allow things like this go on. I'm not saying whether he's right or wrong now, but we shouldn't allow things like this go by under the cover of politics. Because again, the implications are far-reaching. Having said that, I'm going to plead to the sensitivities. Let's all show maturity in this game and stop being kids. And this goes across the board. Throwing brickbats and doing all kinds of things, talking about this and that. Let's go straight to the point. And if you have nothing to say, could you please just keep quiet? Because these things usually come up, maybe when there's something in contention, no explanation can be given, and you do this to divert attention. It's deliberate. I can see it. I can read it. For the rest of us, just keep focused. By now, I believe the average Nigerian should know who he is going to vote for and who he will not vote for. If you don't know, I know. I won't tell you who it is, but I know. And by now, I expect everybody. If your mind is not made up now, then there's something wrong. If you think, if all these shenanigans change your mind, then something has gone wrong somewhere. Because you know what you've been up to, what has been happening to you in the past four to eight years. So by now, you can easily make up your mind. If you're happy with it, you want to continue, or you want to go in another direction.
What if you want to hear from these candidates before you make up your mind?
Well, I've made up my mind. There's nothing. I don't even believe in manifesto, because A, they don't follow it. B, most of them don't understand it. C, it's usually put together by a third party. By now, I'm placing my judgment on what I've seen in the past. Not what is coming, what somebody is going to tell me he's going to do. Because they never stick to it. You can't put a gun to their head. They will always slip. Look at what we have in the past 8 years with this government. Is this what we envisage?
Well, to be fair, nobody envisaged COVID. Nobody envisaged
Before COVID, we knew we had the problem.
Yeah, I'm just saying nobody envisaged all of those things. Those things invariably played a major part
is it COVID,
in the global economy.
Is it COVID that released dollars to the politicians and is denying airlines whatever to transfer them? What are we talking about here?
I'm saying that, you know, it's COVID played a major role in global economy.
There is a problem of global economy, but there is also, is it COVID that has made us not bring all the people to book who are stealing money through subsidy and all other things? Is it COVID?
That has been happening even before this administration.
Yes, but they said they were going to curb it.
Yes, they said
so. The mantra of this administration, first and foremost, was on anti-corruption.
I agree.
So don't start. Nah, don't worry. We are just putting up some kind of drama for you. It's not as serious as
that. It's not that serious. So
yeah, not as serious. I'm just joking. Look, the fear I have, the fear I have is how to contain this country, you know, during this electioneering period. Hopefully that the politicians will not be selfish and they'll be mature. They look at the larger picture. And also how to contain the aftermath. If people are doing all this now, that election results haven't been announced, what do you think will happen when the results have been announced?
Let's take this one here. This is also a very big story. Page 8 of the Vanguard. Save my life. Ekore Madu's daughter appeals for kidney donation.
Look, I heard some reactions this morning and I was quite upset. This lady is in distress. And if you can't show her the sympathy that I think she deserves, could you just leave her alone? Okay, so she's put an appeal out. All I'm going to say here is that she's put an appeal out to anybody who is willing to donate a kidney. She's dying. Okay, so I'm not going to go into any analysis as to whatever tactics it might be. All I will do on her behalf is to ask any good Samaritan who is willing to do this to please contact the daughter or the Kore Madu family. That's all I'm going to say. And please, for those who are making comments, some of the comments you see they're tragic.
Okay.
We're gradually becoming animals, lifeless. This lady, I don't want to call her a girl, this lady deserves a life. I don't care whatever comes out of the results of whatever, she still deserves a life. And please, we should give her that chance. And for God's sake, given her position, how happy do you think she would be listening to Nigerian radio or in the social media and see some of the... Why have we become so wicked? This kind of what we've been going through is bringing up the beast in us. Why are we being so wicked? So if you're interested, please, if you feel that, you'd like to save a life, which is not far-fetched, you could find somebody who wants to save a life.
That's right.
You might want to get in touch with the family. I wish her all the best.
Yeah, same here too. Same here too. 5 hours dialysis 3 to 4 times in a week.
It's not easy. There's no life. She doesn't have a life.
Yeah. Let's go to page 10 of the Vanguard newspaper. Gridlock, Sanwo-Olu orders removal of abandoned vehicles under bridges.
At last. We thank God for that. Mr. Governor, we thank you for this. I think I've been an advocate of this now for close to 2 years. Well, now it's happening. Let me read the story. Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu yesterday ordered the removal of all abandoned vehicles. I don't like that word abandoned. It should be all vehicles. Not necessarily abandoned. I hope they correct that. Well, I don't know what they mean, but it says all abandoned vehicles parked indiscriminately under bridges across the state. Okay, maybe we're looking at places like Oju-Elegba, that is a bus park under the bridge, or Jota. There are some places like that where they park under the bridge. Maybe that's why there's under the bridges. The LASMA served a 7-day removal and compliance notice. Now it's been made public. You can't say he didn't know. You're parking there indiscriminately, and it says here that LASMA has served a 7-day notice, removal and compliance notice to owners of trucks and vehicles parked under constrained bridge of the state or risk being impounded and prosecution. The special advisor to the governor on transportation, Shola Giwa, and the GM of LASMA, Bolaji Oregba, said at an emergency meeting with stakeholders and management of the agency. Giwa said Governor Sanwo-Olu has declared zero tolerance for environmental abuse, illegal and indiscriminate dumping of refuse, and defacing of the environment when he has signed an executive order on traffic and sanitation. And he says, I can assure you that government will enforce this notice after the expiration of 7 days ultimatum. I give myself to the government to use us here for public enlightenment. We'll be glad to do that for you. As long as you will ensure that people comply with this executive order. I'm ready to do anything, and I'm sure I can talk for...
Don't speak for me.
No, I will talk for you. I will talk for you. Okay, I'm sure that I can talk for Gake Kiri here, that we will do anything. Why are you looking at me like this? We'll do anything.
How can you mix those two together? Oga Kekere.
Oga Kekere. Your name is Kekere, Oga. Because the jokes apart now, I also like the governor, that executive order, I hope it covers Ijola. Is an eyesore. It is an eyesore. But let's see how it goes. We are going to keep an eye. Excellency, sir, the people are still driving one way on Qatar Bridge. And they're reversing all the way from Ido. Somebody said it's even from Oyinbo. What kind of people are we? Yes! What kind of people are we? They reverse all the way from Oyinbo, but at the very least from Ido, they come all the way reverse like that because they don't want to go and turn and go through the right path, which is sometimes free. And I have said again and again, station 2 policemen at the Ido end of the bridge, at the very least, to turn them back. At the very least. My friend, just go back. enforcement of the law is key. It's nice to serve, to have all these executive orders and so on and so forth, but enforcement of that law is key and very, very crucial. But I'm glad that at least we've gotten to this. We've gotten this far. I hope the whatever law will be put into effect.
That's a good development.
Enforcement is a good development. Yes.
Vanguard, page 11. Attack on Uba: 2 policemen, 3 civilians killed. 2 receiving treatment. The police.
The video of this is gory. It's gory. Now you need to also be careful. You need to take this issue with an open mind. It could be political, okay? It could be some business transaction that's gone bad and that involves one trying to kill the other. It could be family dispute, okay? It could be anything. But what we do know is that we lost 2 policemen, 3 civilians, and 2 others are receiving treatment. It's very, very sad, but, I'd like to express my sympathy to Senator Uba. But this also opens our eyes to what you call security. And I keep saying that security is not what you can see. Security is the one that you can't see. Let me give you an example. Look at what is going on in the UK right now. You look at the streets, you see the king, he's shaking people, and you say, ah, these people are not security conscious. You try and drag him down and see what will happen. That's security. We need to, for those who really want to secure themselves and are not just doing show off, you need to take a second look. I ask myself, if the man had traveled in a more discreet manner, for example, I'm sorry to say this, but you probably know who I'm talking about. I recently had a presidential candidate who came here in an Uber and he sat in front. By the time he got to the gate, he had almost walked through the gate before they recognized who he was. That is security. Nobody knew who. Even though it had been publicized that he was coming for the show, nobody knew he was here. He walked in and walked out. Nobody knew. Okay? So let's take a second look at that. I think that in this country, the best security that you can offer yourself is to go what I will call undercover. And then the state of this country demands that you put a hold on how you move around and how many places you go to. I've been wanting to travel locally. I don't think I've gone past Icheri now for close to 4 years. Even though, anyway, don't ever say.
Even though what?
I didn't want to tell them about you.
What is it to tell?
I'm not saying that. I didn't say you did anything bad. You see, that's the problem.
What is it now? You say you didn't want to tell them about me. What is it about you?
I don't know why human beings are like this.
How?
I was talking in low tones, so only you and I will hear what I'm saying. You are the one who shouted and let them hear at home now.
But he actually did not hear anything. You know, we are here together.
Yeah, sure, they didn't hear anything.
Okay, Philip is here too.
Nah, Philip, I wouldn't hear. Philip is an insider. But seriously, this is sad. If you saw the video, you'd be shaken to the marrow. I mean, it's most terrible, and it doesn't speak well of our country at all. It doesn't. This country looks like almost becoming a mafioso country. My sympathy to him. Thankfully, he saved his own life, but he has people who died. And for me, a life is a life.
That's right.
A life is a life.
That's right.
It could jolly well have been avoided.
Let's go to this sports page of the Vanguard newspaper. Not going to happen.
It's not going to happen, no. It's not going to happen, and this is for the Gunners. The Arsenal and PSV match has been called off. Okay? Arsenal's European League group stage match against PSV has been called off. And ask me why. Over a shortage of police ahead of the Queen's funeral. Okay, if you see the number of security men that have been deployed to keep the streets and so on and so forth, right, there are not enough policemen to guard the stadium. But how come you now say there's a Liverpool match? Where is it going to be played?
That must be in Liverpool. So I'm thinking, it's because of the police in London. So those of Liverpool can do their job.
Let me read the statement here so that they can hear at home. Those of you who are not football fans, sorry, we have to satisfy football fans once in a while. It says national authorities in Great Britain have decided that insufficient deployment of post personnel is possible due to the funeral services of British Queen Elizabeth in London.
Okay, so we're going to leave the sports. Let's go to the Guardian newspaper, page 5. There's this story here. It says, no monarch has right to paramountcy claim, says Ondo government.
This story is hidden in page 5.
Yeah.
Or on page 5 of the Guardian, in one corner. But it's important. And the reason why I want to call your attention to it, I honestly don't have an opinion because I don't know. But I just want to call your attention to it. The story here says that the Ondo State government has said no monarch in the state, in Ondo State, at least for starters. I don't know whether that applies to other Yoruba states. That no monarch in the state has the right to paramountcy claim, saying that supreme power is not part of the state's law. Meaning, usually you have the paramount ruler of this and the paramount ruler of that.
Yeah.
Not in Ondo State. Could we have some lawyer to come explain this to us? Does this apply also in Oyo State? Are you going to say that in Ijebu Division, for example, in Ogun State, there is no paramount ruler?
Awujale.
We don't know what the laws of Ogun State say. That's why I highlighted this story. But because, you know, we read these papers at 7 this morning, we haven't had time to do our research. But I just wanted to, you know, titillate you a little bit with this so that if you're interested in things like that. It says that the state's attorney general and commissioner for justice, Charles Titiloye, who stated this at a press conference in Accra yesterday, said that the immediate past administration under Mimiko instituted a commission to attend to recognition, adjustment, upgrading, and elevation of chieftaincy stools in the state, and that the governor Akeredolu led the administration set up a 6-man committee of the state to review the recommendation and so on and so forth. And said that the new committee reviewed the recommendation and prepared government white paper settling 51 disputes and so on and so forth. So there is no because you hear that, Sheriff, you do hear that word, the paramount ruler of this. But then again, we are in a country where people like titles. From voting for governor, we suddenly discovered that some governors are executive governors. You know, some even say the president is executive president.
I think the Ondo State government need to be very careful.
You think so?
Yeah.
If anybody knows the law, it will be Attorney General.
So here's the reason why I said that. Because this paramountcy issue, this debate, you know, had been on even before the advent of democracy, modern democracy. So I think that in a bid to want to forestall abuse of cultural titles and the rest of them, the government needs to be extremely cautious.
Well, let me add here, though, that they do have the obas and chiefs, they are graded. You have grade A, grade B, grade C.
States have it. First class, second class, and third class.
Why would anybody be a first class? What would determine whether you'd be a first class or...
That's left to the discretion of the laws, like they're trying to say, the laws of the country. They have their parameters, this thing that they use. It's a big deal in some states because the states kind of like have stipends that they pay to these obas, change their cars maybe every 2 years or so, and they give them really fantastic expensive cars. They give them, you know, quite a number of, you know, benefits. So it's a big deal to be graded like first class, second class. But when it comes to the rulership, the status, the paramountcy debate, I honestly do think that states should respect tradition and culture, because this is where it starts. They now begin to create autonomous regions. They call them autonomous. So bringing up new domains from the ancestral domains. So they begin to give them new titles. All for political.
Well, you know that if anything at all in the past 20 years, at least on this side of the country, these things have been fiddled with.
Yeah.
And that's part of the destruction that the politicians, the advent of the politicians hasn't been too rosy to us in Nigeria. I say that with a lot of responsibility. Sometimes I wish we didn't have them, honestly. They've practically, most institutions at the end of the day have been battered left, right and center by politicians. And that's what you end up having. Mm. We should be left to our own designs. We know who our obas are and who our chiefs are. We know how to choose our obas and so on and so forth. But they've interfered. So that in some cases, even those who are not members of the royal family have, in some places, have become obas. I mean, you can see what's happening. When things that are strange start happening, I'm a believer in tradition. If you don't do things the way they should be done, things will not look the way they should look. It's as simple as that. And I'm doing the direct translation from Yoruba to English.
What's Yoruba?
Yes. God will bless you.
Amen. We have to go now.
Let me give you a chief
title. No, please. I have enough name, I think.
No, I must give you a chief title.
Thank you so much.
I'll bring it tomorrow.
Okay, Lagos, that's our show today. Thank you so much for coming, sir.
All right, that's it.
I'm Sheriff. Let's bring you the news.
Only one station gives you great talk every day.
On the show yesterday, you spoke about the tariff hike, electricity tariff hike.
Yes.
I'm hearing news today that it's being postponed till next year.
City of Lagos, did I say it yesterday? I am a prophet.
Hear the news and tell us your views.
Congratulations once again to Liverpool, despite the disastrous outing they had tonight.
Your number one station for talk.
You know, the WHO gave a guideline for organizations.
Right.
Yes, to implement, to reduce the spread of coronavirus in your group, in your companies. Here in group, we've done
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.